Welcome back to Inside the Bears, brought to you by Jimmy John's.
Matt Slauson is an instrumental part of the Bears' offensive line. Before becoming a force on the football field, he was bullied as a child for having a speech impediment. He openly talked with us about it and hopes to help others.
Hey, let's go now! Let's go now! Let's go! Let's put it in now!
As long back as I can remember, I've dealt with a speech impediment of stuttering. And it was really, really difficult growing up. As everybody knows, kids can be vicious. And it wasn't always fun. There was a lot of times I would come home in tears, and my mom would have to console me. But I wouldn't change it for anything, because my childhood shaped who I am today. And just that little bit of adversity helped me. It helps me daily, even still, overcome a lot of things.
What did you have to kind of battle and overcome during, especially those first few years when you're in grade school?
Like I said, there was days it was really tough. It really affected my education. I didn't learn how to read until I was about 10. Trying to learn how to read, the teacher would get very frustrated and sort of push me away, push me into a corner and say, "Hey, you're doing great. Go and read in the corner now." And I didn't know how to read. So I spent all of first and second grade in the corner by myself, not getting anything done. And then you move on to third grade. That teacher assumed that I could read, so I just learned to stay quiet in class and not ask any questions, not answer any. And all the way up until fifth or sixth grade, it was my teacher finally realized I couldn't read, but now I'm 3 or 4 years behind everybody else. So I had to play major catch up in school.
Would you say other kids kind of knew what was going on, and did that add to some of the ridicule?
I would get made fun of, you're fat and dumb. But it wasn't. I don't think they actually knew that I was dumb. They just assumed that I was because I couldn't talk very well.
Slauson, entering his seventh season in the NFL, had never even considered playing football until he was in sixth grade.
My friend said, "Hey, I want to go out for the team." I said, "Great, have fun." And after a week, he came to me. He's like, "Bro, you need to come and check it out." So I didn't go with the intent of joining the team, but I just went and watched practice. And as I'm watching practice, I'm sitting on the bleachers there outside of the fence watching them all go through all the drills, and I'm looking at all the kids. And I go, I know that kid, and that kid too, and that kid. These are all the kids that have been making fun of me for the last 6 years. And I said, I get to put on pads and just unload on these kids? Like, that's okay?
How did things change for you from that point on?
That was kind of the beginning of my socialization in school, because like I said, I was very quiet in school. I never had any friends. And once some of my teammates discovered they would rather have me as a friend than an enemy, things got a lot better there. And at that point, I was starting to catch up in school a little more. And then I had a very traditional, normal school experience through junior high and high school.
Slauson's entire experience in junior high and high school had changed because of his involvement in football, but that wasn't the end of his trials with his speech impediment.
As a freshman, I wasn't expecting to play, but just by happenstance, luck, I guess, a couple guys in front of me got hurt, and then I had to start as a true freshman, and that hadn't happened at Nebraska since like the 70s. So all of a sudden, reporters are coming and wanting to talk to me and interview me, and cameras are shoved in my face. And I freaked out, because I'm like, I don't know how to talk when lights are shining on me and cameras are in my face. But it was that time, it was that moment that I decided, look, people are going to have to like me for me, because I'm not going to change.
I think that would be very intimidating for anybody as a freshman at Nebraska.
Yeah, it was very, very scary, but I'm glad that I embraced it the way I did, because it has opened doors for me to be able to help other kids afflicted with this. A couple times a year I go and do some talk at some sort of organization going on with people with speech issues, primarily stuttering kids.
What would you say to kids that are being bullied?
You know, no matter if you have a speech impediment or you're just a normal Joe, you know, it really doesn't matter. You just got to be happy in who you are. You got to love yourself, and don't worry about other kids, because that's going to happen regardless. If I talk completely fine, then kids would find something else to pick on me about. So I would just say, don't worry about what other people are saying. Just be you and be happy with who you are, because that's all you can do. You can't change living in your skin.
You know what, Linz? I did a big guy segment with Slauson, and I didn't even notice that he had a stuttering problem. I mean, we talked about everything from his tattoos to his Harleys to his pregame warm-ups, whatever. And it was not even noticeable.
Totally. It's really cool how open he is, especially talking to us, being on Inside the Bears. We really appreciate having him on the show. And yes, he actually said that some of the kids that used to bully him as a child, he's still friends with some of those same people. So
that's huge.
Yeah, very cool story. We appreciate Matt being on the show.